Hello, my name is Lindsay Mahler, and today I will be talking about the top 5 points, in my opinion, addressed about the National Educational Technology Plan for Higher Education. Point 1. The NETP focuses on using technology to transform learning experiences with the goal of providing greater equality and accessibility. By equality, we mean education. That means increasing all students' access to educational opportunities with a focus on closing achievement gaps and removing barriers that students face based on race, ethnicity, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, or gender. Also, we'll be focusing on helping accessibility. This refers to the design apps, devices, materials, and environments that support and enable access to content and educational activities for learners. The reason this is so important is because it assists people who are less fortunate that cannot assist themselves. Point 2. Traditionally, the digital divide refers to the gap between students who have an access to internet and devices at school and home and those who do not. What the NETP is going to do is increase internet access in schools, libraries, homes, and across the country. By doing so, they will allow for students who are less fortunate to own their own devices and give them access to other devices elsewhere. Point 3. Fostering growth mindset. A growth mindset is the understanding that abilities can be developed through the effort and practice that leads to increased motivation and achievement. The U.S. Department of Education has funded several of these projects, including a grant to develop and evaluate School Kit, which is a suite of resources developed to teach growth mindset quickly and efficiently in schools. By doing so, we will allow for students to really immerse themselves into the digital age. 4. Project-based learning. This is when, in context of authentic problems, continues across time and brings in knowledge from many subjects. Its 21st century skills help creativity, collaboration, leadership, and engages them in complex and real-world challenges that can help them in the real world. And 5 is this is change. And change is the most important thing that we need to focus on. We cannot be stuck in the olden days, and we must adapt to the new and improving digital world. Thank you.